All right, I'm here joined with head baseball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Danny Acosta. And Coach, you know, it's exciting times. You guys are about to, you know, start playing games here. Hard to imagine with this snow in Estherville, but the team team has worked hard. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about how practice has been going.
Practice has been going very well ever since the fall. Fall was very good for us, allowed us to play and practice a whole you know, fall season. But now coming into the spring, same thing. We obviously, due to weather, we go right away to the Christensen building. And practicing very well, conditioning, just doing a lot of specific drills. My philosophy enables a lot of drill work. So we have drilling, and you know, sometimes it gets boring, just like I tell the guys. But it's something that we do. Baseball is a game of repetition. So that's what we do. We repeat, and do it again.
Absolutely, Coach. And talk to us, you know, it's been a different school year and a different, you know, season for you guys with COVID. Just talk to us, you know, how you and the team have handled COVID.
Yeah, I think, you know, from my perspective, I think it has been very well for us. You know, we in the fall, we had a few cases, but nothing that it was out of hand. And those cases were asymptomatic. So the guys took their time and they came back when they were healthy. This year we have been blessed that we have not been touched by COVID and at all. We had a little scare the other day, but it was nothing to worry about. So good. I mean, obviously, you know, the protocols that we have to follow. Kids get, you know, very anxious about doing things, and we have to tell them, no, we cannot do that. And you know, that's basically it. You know, it's just follow instructions. But, you know, with the young guys, sometimes that's a little bit hard to accomplish. But it really, in general, it has been very good.
Yeah. Talk to us about some of your returners, you know, that you expect to really contribute to the team this season.
Yeah, we have several kids that have returned, and obviously I want them to lead, you know, by example and lead by actions too, because they are the more mature ones. One kid that I expect a lot is Andrew Eskins. He's been at Iowa Lakes for a couple of years. This is his last year, and I expect a lot from him. Same thing with Jimmy Mapico from France. We have another returner, Austin Dalian, I believe. He's going to contribute greatly. But, you know, on the same boat, we have Noah Murphy. We have Logan Ferguson, Jacob. Oh my goodness, Jacob, I forgot his last name right now, but Jacob Gilbert, he's going to be a great producer for us on the mound. But, you know, everybody contributes very well, but I think, you know, these guys are going to be leading the way.
And how about the newcomers for this year?
Yes, we got a couple kids that have been catching our attention. Ben back from Minnesota. He's stepping up at second base. Same way from Axel Soto from Puerto Rico. He is doing a great job at second base too. So they are going neck to neck to see who's the one. We got guys from all over the place, and Cam Gall has been doing a lot of good things too, and Peter Marquez from Puerto Rico. So those guys are going to be in the forefront.
Very good, Coach. And you know, what do you expect the team to be strong at this season?
Well, pitching has been dominant since I got here in the summer. So from the entire semester of the fall, pitchers took command of the team and have been doing it and has not laid off on it. So I think we don't have the amazing velocity that everybody wants, but I think the pitchers are throwing a lot of strikes and are dominating the black, how as we call it, is we can say the corners. So they have been very effective pitching inside and outside, setting up their pitches. So that has helped a lot. Although hitting has been picking up over the last few weeks, hopefully that's something that we can carry through the season. As you know, it's a very competitive, tough conference, and we need to hit. We need to be an offensive team as well.
Absolutely, and the Lakers actually they depart tomorrow morning for Marion, Illinois, as they're going to be taking on Southeastern Illinois College in their season opener. And what are you expecting to see out of the guys?
Well, you know, just like I said, we do a lot of repetition during practice, so I like to see strong defense. I like to see the pitchers to attack the strike zone and just give the defense an opportunity to do their job and to keep us in the game, to give us the ability to the opportunity to win.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us and best of luck this season.
Thank you for everything, and see you guys next week.